Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Thursday, the fifth day of October 2006. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Representative Virgil Goode of the 5th District of Virginia will be joining us. He's introduced legislation to block NAFTA and North American Union highways, the taxing mechanism of this global government system. Then Steve Watson, it'll be his second time on the broadcast. He was in studio last year here in Texas. He'll be joining us from London. Done an incredible analysis and really broken the news, thanks to tips from listeners, about how fake the latest bin Laden, Al-Qaeda slash hijacker videotapes are, released last Friday. Now on the heels of his report, the Times of London is reporting that this stuff is fake. This stuff is staged. This stuff is appearing out of nowhere. So Steve Watson will be joining us coming up in the second hour. Huge report. And then Chris Floyd with his amazing editorial about the Constitution overturning legislation, the Bill of Rights destroying legislation that passed last Friday. We're not going to be diverted or distracted by the pervert news with Congressman Foley. Though I will point out that Drudge is in overdrive right now. ABC News posted a bunch of text messages and emails to different pages, several of them 16, saying, I'm 16, I'm too young, I can't talk to you. Drudge has found some instant message that they posted from an 18-year-old, and they're trying to spin that and claim it's all 18-year-olds. There's just no end. This is the neocons are calling into talk radio going, the Democrats are perverts, too. Here's an example of Democrats, Barney Frank, as if that makes it okay. They're all bad. Exactly. Well, Bill Clinton was a traitor, too. Bill Clinton wanted to get rid of our borders, too. I mean, of course. That's why we're in so much trouble. So I do have some comments on that. Really scary article here out of the Associated Press. FBI worries about Al-Qaeda ties to the mob. Oh, yes. Oh, just, you see, Al-Qaeda's involved with just normal criminals now. And see, all crime is Al-Qaeda. And remember a few months ago, the Houston police chief said he wants cameras in everybody's homes? Well, they're back at it again. And meanwhile, up in Milwaukee, they want to force cameras in all of the businesses and bars. So again, forcing you to take cameras. And hey, Google's announced they're going to use the microphones and cameras built-in standard on most computers to watch you and listen to you in your home. Oh, what's the big deal? By the way, Google's been caught deleting our millions of viewers of Terror Storm again. It's very frustrating. Makes me mad. They're not doing it to other great 9/11 films. They're doing it to us, and they've admitted they've done it. They say it's an accident. Because once we go into the top 100, the most popular, then it's exponential. That's what everybody who watches Google Video goes and looks at, is the top 100. Tens of millions a week peruse it, and we're being cheated in our fight against the New World Order. But hey, just because the enemy has thrown sand in our eyes, just because the enemy has pieces of iron sewn into their gloves, it's just we got to get even madder and gut up even stronger and totally KO them. So I want you all to go to Google, click video, and type in Terror Storm, and pick one of the high-quality links there, and I want you to go absolutely ape and email it out to your entire email list, post on every message board, keep it up. We found out what they're doing. Every time it hits over 200,000 on the counters, and there's like over 20 versions of it up there, every time it does that, suddenly it deletes it. And then now, instead of taking a few weeks to get up to 200,000, in just a few days it gets to 200,000 and they delete it again. There's some little algorithm, some little trigger built in. But there have been, just on Google alone now, over 4 million views of Terror Storm. But we're being cheated. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, second segment, first segment for some stations that are just now joining us. It is Thursday, 5th day of October, 2006. Coming up the next hour, Steve Watson, reporter from London, will be joining us. He broke the news. It's been confirmed that the supposed hijacker videos of last week have been released for 2 years and are staged. This is huge. The mainstream media has been ignoring it. Finally, after 5 days of the story being out, or 4 days, the Times of London has weighed in saying, yeah, it looks like it's staged. There's a lot of problems with it, so we'll be talking about that. And then, of course, syndicated columnist Chris Floyd joins us in the third hour. Right now, we're honored to be joined by someone who's strong on the Second Amendment, border security, national sovereignty. Here's the WorldNet Daily headline. North American Union threat gets attention of congressman. Resolution aimed at blocking merger funding of NAFTA superhighways, because they're going to tax us with toll roads with these and then pay for roads in Mexico. That's in there. Now, this is the North American Union taxation grid, and roads are power. And so we are honored to be joined by the congressman from the 5th District of the great state of Virginia. He's part of Congressman Ron Paul's Liberty Committee. And this is another one of the unsung heroes in Congress that the media likes to ignore, because I know quite a bit about Congress, and I knew a little bit about Representative Virgil Goode, but I didn't know that much about him. And so here he is for you, the audience. Thank you, sir, for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you, sir. You're stepping up to the plate with Ron Paul and others with your leadership to fight the wildly unconstitutional and wildly unpopular NAFTA superhighways. First off, tell us about how you learned of it, what we're truly facing, and what you're doing to fight it, and how we can help you.
Well, first learned of it through some media statements and through conversations with persons who expressed a concern about, I believe they called it the Partnership for Prosperity among Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And I saw that as a loss of our sovereignty. I was not a supporter of NAFTA. In fact, I have bill in to repeal NAFTA. We do not need a NAFTA superhighway. The trucks from Mexico, in my opinion, are not as safe as most United States trucks. And
well, that's not your opinion. That's admitted, and the state police are told to leave them alone. We already have Mexican trucks driving in from Texas all the way to New York, and they're involved in a higher percentage of wrecks per capita.
Well, I haven't seen that exact statistic, but I've talked with persons in law enforcement, just as you have indicated, and others who say that is the case. And I'm not for them coming all the way into the interior. At one time, and you can know the exact mileage, they had like a 10 or 20 mile zone right near the border, and that's all they could go.
Yeah, it was 10, then 20, then 50, and then nationwide, yeah.
Yes, and it's the safety of the traveling public is diminished by having all the Mexican trucks in this country, and this highway would simply diminish further the safety of our traveling public.
Well, Congressman, in Texas we barely defeated, but they're still going ahead with it. They don't care if they don't have a law. Transponders and all the inspection stickers, they openly say, and they call it the Texas corridor, the Texas grouping, but in Florida it's the same name. They're telling locals that pieces of the highway are local to deceive people, but really it is part of the larger national international system. And they're saying that they're going to tax us by the mile, but that seems to be somewhat of a secret outside of some of the southern and western states where this is going in. What's your view on transponders in the cars and then the taxes from that being used to pay for roads in Mexico?
Oh, I'm totally opposed to paying for any road in Mexico. We need the funds that are from the traditional sources like the gasoline tax to pay for highways in this country for use by United States citizens. And I'm vigorously opposed to this union among Canada, the United States, and Mexico. It's a further derogation of our sovereignty. And we are going to lose rights if we go down this road. And it's part of the globalized worldview of some. And I regret that President Bush felt compelled to deal with the, I believe it was Mr. Howard at the time, and then Senate Fox on this issue. We need to be protecting our borders, securing our country, and not engaging in this triumvirate, which would only be expanding. It's like NAFTA has expanded into CAFTA and more free trade agreements around the world, which brings in they're not negotiated fairly for us, in my opinion.
Well, you're right, Congressman. We're again talking to the congressman from the 5th District of Virginia, Virgil Goode, Jr. Congressman, 3 weeks ago there was a secret meeting with the tops of the Mexican, U.S., and Canadian government, and there were also the heads of most major Fortune 500 companies. Some of the minutes did get leaked out. It was openly setting up and expanding the North American Union, which Bush signed on to last year with Paul Martin and Vicente Fox, then leaders of Canada and Mexico. I mean, I can't believe we're actually here on the air talking about North American Union, but not just North American Union. We're talking about secret governmental meetings now, and our government saying it's secret. What's your view on that, Congressman?
Well, I don't know the names of the companies that were in there with them, but it's some of these major companies are more interested in their margin than they are in the future of the country. And the owners and the large shareholders of these companies need to wake up. If they globalize the United States and take away our constitutional rights like the Second Amendment and others, who's going to stand up for freedom and capitalism in the world? If we don't stand up for it, it's not going to happen. And all of those large shareholders with billions of dollars may think they can go to an island somewhere in the United States, but all they'll have is a sheet of paper. We need to stand fast for the sovereignty of this country, for preserving our borders, protecting this nation, which has been the champion for capitalism, for individual initiative for years in the world. And if we undermine and undercut this country for big margin and current profit, long range, they're going to be very sorry what they will reap what they sow.
Well, you're absolutely right. The problem is you've got global corporations that have colluded together who aren't operating like capitalistic interests, but they're operating like crime syndicates. They're in there wanting the Supreme Court ruling where they can start grabbing private property for private interest. This is more of a robber baron strip mining of the society. You know, the feds say we've got 14 million illegals. The real numbers from groups that have done the studies is over 30 million illegal aliens.
And the illegal aliens, they want them in here. Some of the large companies do. I don't want to say all of them do, but some of them do. Because it's cheap labor reduces labor costs. But it's undermining the integrity of the United States. And we need for our president and for a majority in Congress to say no amnesty for illegals. And if we said no amnesty and took a firm stand against amnesty, many of them would go back to their home countries. And I am glad a partial fence bill passed. I wish the whole fence bill would have passed, but we are making a step, and many thought 6 months ago that had no chance at all. But the general public, Alex, is becoming aware of the situation, and the heat got turned up enough that the Senate and some of the Democrats had to cave in and vote for the fence.
Absolutely, but as you said, it's a 2,000-plus-mile border, a 700-mile fence with giant gutters under it where people can go right up underneath it. I mean, is this fence going to be more modern than the ones with the giant gutters where you can just walk right underneath it?
Oh, yeah, the fence will be, that I envision, is like the one between Mexico and San Diego, where it's not a fence. It is a series of fences with roads in between, so it's not just a fence put up. That's my
final question for you, Congressman. We have 6.5 billion people that want into this country. There's 100+ million new births every 16 to 18 months. To all the people that think we have to have open borders, folks, everyone wants to come here. We're already basically bankrupt from the medical costs, the welfare costs. We're probably already pretty much done for. As an economy, our legs are basically chopped off. We're bleeding to death here. We've got to put tourniquets on them now. How do we get your legislation passed? Tell us about how we get a tourniquet on it, how we pass H.R. 487, Congressman.
487 has four co-sponsors. Well, it's myself, Congressman Paul, Tom Tancredo of Colorado, and Walter Jones of North Carolina.
They should all be signing it, every person
absolutely.
In Congress.
Absolutely. And it's important for the public to get excited and generated on this issue and contact their representatives. We got the bill back from Legislative Services right before the campaign recess break. And when we go back, the more that can sign that and send a message to the administration and to others that want some globalized, leveling down world would be great.
Absolutely. So, these roads really are the beachhead for a new world order, aren't
right.
they, Congressman?
Yes.
This is a litmus test. I mean, we have 90+% of Americans in major polls against these NAFTA highways, these nation-killing roads. We need to, when the recess ends and the Congress comes back into session, should everybody be demanding in person at meetings while the congressmen and women are at recess, and should they be demanding on the telephone when they get back in that they co-sponsor this now?
I think that would be a tremendous help to the legislation. If as many people get energized about the fence as this, we have a chance of staying tired.
Absolutely, folks. You know what you need to do now to fight this. Congressman, I hope to get you back up soon. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. There goes Representative Virgil Goode, 5th District, Virginia. Stay with us.
you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for Jork.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. All right. I literally have about a 4-inch stack here. Actually, I have two stacks here of news. And I could spend the next 3 hours on this one alone. I get around 500 good emails a day, not just spam or news links, but actual emails, and it's always filled with things like this. Now, let's be clear. I was aware of programs like this, but I tend to forget about it, just like I've kind of forgotten about 3 weeks ago. Google announced they're going to use the microphones and video cameras built into many standard PCs now to openly watch you and listen to you and categorize what you say and do with AI software. Huge earth-shaking event. It just goes and passes, no big deal. what, a few months ago, the police chief of Houston said, we want to make people put cameras in their homes. Today, Milwaukee says they want to make businesses, restaurants, bars all take cameras, which they, of course, will tap into. Same thing's happening in England. Same thing happening in Illinois. They passed the new Freedom Initiative to start forced psychological testing for everyone ages 4 to 18. It's begun. It's all happening. They're marching forward. And we cover the articles, and we just move on to the next tragedy, the next travesty of freedom and liberty. We are in an incredibly abusive, sickening system, but the average person, again, is not conscious of it. And then when you get snared by it, you don't even recognize the tyranny for what it is. You don't know how to fight back against it. You don't know your constitutional rights. You don't know history. I'm talking about the average person. But I remember about 5 years ago we started hearing, the schools are falling apart. Let's get tough on parents that don't make their children finish their homework. Let's arrest them. And by the way, that started in Virginia, that started in D.C., that started in Houston, Texas, of all places. And of course, you notice since the government federalized the schools and took them over 50 years ago, we've gone from the smartest in the world, the highest test scores, to the lowest in the industrialized world, and last time I checked, 30-something plus behind third world countries. We're 50 of something. Since, I keep saying 50 years, since 1953, so that'd be 53 years. We were number one in the 50s, in the early 50s and late 40s. Number one. All the inventions, all the profits, all the money, all the ideas. I mean, Americans walked tall. They were smart. They dressed sharp. They knew what was going on. They were informed, and then they got decadent, and here we are today. And you're saying, well, Alex, what are you going to get to next? This tears my guts out. I mean, this is Shawshank Redemption. This is corruption. The bureaucracy is hungry. They want more people, and they're going to get them. I called the school this morning in Tell City, Indiana. I called the city junior high school. I had the form. I had the email, but I wanted to confirm it. And I asked, do they indeed do this? And the secretary, whoever it was, answered the phone. I didn't have much time. I was running out of the office. Said, yeah, we do that. And it says right here in the letter, the parent makes the claim in the email, but then it says it in their little form letter. If the teacher says you haven't properly finished your email, there's no judge, no jury, no proceeding. It's all color of law. It's all totally criminal. Totally criminal. They then say you've got to go to Friday school. And when you go to Friday school, it's at Friday night. If your parents don't pick you up exactly on time, you go into police custody. It says right here, you go to the police station. And it says that Child Protective Services, they call it, you find their name for it in Indiana, it's CPS in Florida and Texas and most states. There they call it, they've got another name for it. It's here in this form. Where's the part? Should be necessary. Involved the Perry County Office of Family and Children. So it's County Office of Family and Children there. So it's the Office of Family and Children. And CPS drops by and interrogates them. So it's an illegal detainment at the police station. It's an illegal interrogation by CPS. And I've told you, I know lots of middle class, nice families. Imagine how bad it is for poor people who don't know their rights, or the system really feeds on them. But I know middle-class people. I mean, folks living in $400,000 houses, you know, two nice cars. Mommy makes $150,000 a year. Daddy makes $200,000 a year. Where the child, in front of dozens of witnesses, jumps off the merry-go-round and breaks their toe. And when you go to the hospital, CPS says, okay, parents, stay in there. I'm going to talk to your child. Do they touch you? What do they do to you? Did they break your toe? Then I talked to my wife talked to another parent whose child jumped off of the jungle gym in front of witnesses, didn't matter, and broke their hand. CPS tried to take the child because they've run out of poor kids now. The hell is upon us. But here it is, totally illegal, total color of law, and we'll talk about it when we get back. They're all criminals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
For centuries, Self products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
The entire nation, the entire world is being set up as a grid to get you into slavery. But they have to do little games. They know that they just come grab you and say, get in the back of the ox cart, we're going to put a chain around your neck, you're being taken to a plantation, you're my slave, you'll fight. No. They preface it with, it's for the children. You violated the regulation. We're doing this for education. We're doing this to keep you safe. Oh, you broke a law. Oh, we caught you with some drugs that they shipped in to begin with. So then when they catch you with their drugs, they put you in their camp working in a slave factory for 20 cents an hour, displacing the rest of the population. You see, so they have these little games to trick you, like, oh, it's my fault I'm here. Oh, it's my fault I'm in this system. Meanwhile, the criminals running the system are immune from the laws that they pass. So let me go ahead and get into this now. This is Tell City Junior High, 3515 Mozari Street, Tell City, Indiana, 47586, and you can call the school at 812-547-3748 or fax them at 812-547-9737. And again, you've got all these do-gooders, all these little idiots that mean well. They're very self-righteous about it. Of course CPS comes if you don't pick your child up exactly on time. Of course we put them in police custody. Of course CPS interrogates them. We've got to find out
Well, how about we come interrogate you?
Well, no, I have rights. We interrogate the parents. We interrogate the children. We take them. It's good.
Well, CPS is five times more likely to abuse or kill children.
I never saw that, and I'm not going to look at those numbers.
I mean, how many months have I been telling you that police, CPS workers, truancy workers, people in government, principals, are more apt to be engaged in every type of crime you can imagine? Because criminals like to be in positions of power, evidenced by what you're now seeing in Congress. Pell City Junior High School. And this isn't a judge, it's not a jury, it's not a law, it's not anything. It's just the school says, and then you comply. It's all color of law. Dear parent and or guardian, we are writing to inform you that your child has been assigned Friday school as a result of missed homework assignments. Now, in some areas, they just arrest you outright, and it is, quote, law. But I'll tell you how that trick's played in Texas. The purpose of Friday school is to give students the opportunity to catch up with their classmates. Each student will be instructed to complete the work they have missed. See, it's all these words about, listen to the words carefully. We are writing to inform you that your child has been assigned Friday school as a result of missed homework assignments. The purpose of Friday school is to give students the opportunity to catch up with their classmates. To give them the opportunity. See, it's no law, it's no regulation, it's not even, it's just, we just say, each student will be instructed to complete the work they have missed, to work on homework that is due, and to review material that is relevant to their classes. And see, it'll be more next time. Friday school is supervised by two teachers and lasts from 3:15 to 6:15. Please make arrangements to pick up your child before 6:30. Should your child, this is in bold, should your child not be picked up, arrangements have been made with the Tell City Police Department to have them housed at the police station. We have also been informed that should it be necessary for the Tell City Police to intervene, it is their intention to also involve the Perry County Office of Family and Children. You see, if the police have to intervene. I've got the report now that when Dick Cheney ordered that high-level, middle-class, high-powered, nonprofit consultant in Colorado, he walks by and says, the war is reprehensible. And then they walk back by 10 minutes back by the same place, and the Secret Service is waiting there and says, oh, your words were an assault. We're going to arrest you and your kids going to CPS, see? In fact, I was watching on cable last weekend, Meet the Effers, and two, it's where they meet the family, and Robert De Niro just barely questions a state police officer, and so they zap him, and CPS takes the kid. You see, and by the way, every time they do this, they interrogate him. Imagine driving in the car, and usually you don't get your kid for about 24 hours. Does mommy ever touch you? Well, what three-year-old wasn't touched when they were being wiped, when they were being cleaned? Boom. Yeah, mommy touches me. Boom, baby. Your kid is probably gone forever and is going to be held, in most cases, by CPS rape gangs. They are, a large percentage of them, hardcore pedophiles. Hardcore pedophiles get your children when you go to jail for warrants or whatever. And the perverts go, does mommy, does daddy ever touch you? And the three-year-olds, well, yeah, they remember, you know, years before getting their diapers changed. And then now when you come in, there's a judge's order there. Oh, we've got to have hearings now. You're not going to be getting your child back. And then there's more intensive. And then by the time your child then goes and gets the medical test, well, now they have a medical exam if they've been molested, and most of the time CPS has already raped the living daylights out of them. Oh, you didn't know that's how it works. Oh, absolutely. They rape your child, and then you go to prison for it. Man, these are sick. Oh, God, help us. What have we turned into? Ah, I can't handle it. Oh, these criminals are everywhere. And again, they lie color of law, say it's the law, you got to be vaccinated. They lie color of law. How do they take your kids in Houston if you haven't, quote, done the homework? They suspend your child, and as the suspension notice is issued, it's considered being truant now under that city ordinance they have. I went and read it 2-3 years ago when they passed it. And, of course, state law says 14 unexcused absences. They may have changed it. Last time I read the state truancy law was years ago when we were fighting the ASAP program here in town, where, again, your child is late to class three times in Austin, but we got that program scaled back. May have been beefed back up again. I haven't been fighting local issues lately. That constables come with CPS to your house unannounced and force their way in, and literally, dog hair, dirty plates, boom, your kids are gone again. Anybody who lives in Austin who watches cable and the news knows we fought that for a year and finally got it suspended because it was illegal. We went in, started to file suit, read the actual law, and we said, how is three late? I mean, you're late to class three times. And they started in the sixth and seventh grade where they start the periods. And little kids aren't used to running across the school in 5 minutes and getting their classes, so a lot of them are late. Again, it's designed to get normal, good children in the clutches of the criminal government. And again, a large percentage of those people involved in children's custody systems, the CPS, the investigators, the truancy officers, just type truancy officer caught raping child or truancy officer in sex scandal or truancy officer. I mean, it's just thousands of links. Just, I mean, everywhere. That's just feeding everywhere. And if you're a truancy officer, then you're not one. And I don't know what percentage of them are, but it's an astronomically higher than the general public. That's admitted. I'm sorry, you picked a profession, and maybe you didn't know, that is the profession of pedophiles. Okay? You didn't know that. You weren't aware of that. You weren't conscious of that. So get into the profession. I'm sorry. You're in a profession known for dirtbags. And dirtbag isn't a strong enough term. And you know what, folks, again, we should all be enraged, in a white-hot rage over this. Should your child be absent from school on Friday, he or her absence must be excused by a doctor, and your child will be scheduled for the following Friday school. Should the absence be unexcused, your child will be suspended from school. Boom. See, and I guarantee you, in Indiana, the law is multiple unexcused truancies. Doesn't matter now. They just decide to say it's one, you see. Because the feds write up these programs, and the National Association of Counties, and city managers, and governors, they all go get the same talking points, the same legislation, the same, all over the country, three-inch grass gets your house seized. They selectively enforce it, $2,000 a day fines in Austin, Texas. I've been to, for some reason, they go after old people. They seem to know when you have a heart attack or cancer. Because if you're 35 years old and you got 3-inch grass, they're not going to come after you. It's always some 85-year-old World War II vet who's got some type of, I remember with Roland Ellingson, World War II vet, beautiful over there on 37th Street, beautiful. He had two houses he built after Korea. He was a Korean vet, excuse me. He was an arborist, and he had colon cancer. As soon as he got out of the hospital, man, cops were there. And we went out to his house the day after it happened. They had arrested him, and they said for the 3-inch grass, and it was 3-inch grass, no garbage, no junk, no nothing, two nice, well-kept homes. He had renters in the front. He lived in the two-story house in the back, and, I mean, those two houses back then, what was it, valued at like half a mil over off 37th Street, which is downtown now, and you know, all these Mercedes-Benz owning yuppies all around him. And then, of course, we found out it was a connected realtor that had been filing the complaints because they wanted the property. I mean, these people are like carrion crows. And he complained. He went on the TV show. We went and videotaped it. We showed it. We went down and showed the city health department with like 2-foot grass, the very people filing this on him. And the cops came to his house again, walked up to his door. Roland had drunk earlier in his life, but he couldn't drink then with the colon cancer. He could hardly walk. We'd take him to the doctor and stuff, and They knocked on the door. He came outside. He said, listen, I'm really sick. And they said, you're going with us. You've been drinking. Imagine Austin cops knocking on your door. You've been drinking. So they took him to the jail. He talked about how he pooped all over himself. They took him in, slammed his head into the wall. That's how old vets get treated in America, by the scum criminals. You are scum criminals. I want you to know, I hate you. You're scum. No one should respect you. You're pieces of filth.
Stop respecting government. Stop being nice. Don't let them call themselves authorities. Call themselves officials. They're a bunch of criminals. And they're not criminals. They're useful idiots. Weak-minded little piggy-eyed people who just, it's for the children, and follow their little orders, their little hive, beehive system. You're America killing trash. Oh, I remember my now dead grandfather. He had a heart attack a few months right after it. Well, they said he'd had a heart attack right around that time, but he didn't know he had a heart attack, and then it caused a stroke, and they told him he'd had a heart attack by the enzymes and stuff they tested. My, what was he? He was like 75, 76, I forget. He died like 4 years later, so yeah. And they never wanted to tell me. He didn't call me over to do it. He didn't hire some lawn service to do it. He was a penny pincher. And I come over there, and he's always walking around happy, you know, and good, you know, pretty good health. Never even went to the doctor. And he's sitting there in the chair, and he's all mad, and he's not feeling well. He's having trouble walking. He'd had the heart attack, we found out months later. And he goes, yeah, did you see this letter? I didn't want to call you over to do it. I was like, because I was about 20 at the time. I used to go over there every Sunday for dinner. He goes, they made me go into the city drainage ditch, which isn't even their property, or they threatened us $2,000 a day fines, and clean out all the debris and the limbs and big old limbs. And so he went, climbed over the fence because you couldn't get to it. It was a green belt back there. Cleaned out the city gutter because, and of course, I went and checked it. It wasn't their property. It wasn't their responsibility to do it. And I said, you want me to make a big stink out of it? He said, no, I don't want to be on TV. I don't want to be on your TV show. This was about 22 then. I'd actually been on the air a few years. And, you know, that's what they do. It's not even laws. It's just scum in uniforms swaggering around, ordering us, get to work, slaves. And we, oh, yes, sir, we'll do it. But here's the letter I got from the parent. I guess it's okay to take a child to jail if their parents only have one car. Fortunately, my wife was working third shift at the time, and she had not been or... our kid would have been taken to the police station. The DCFS would have been called on us simply because we only have one car, and I would have not been able to get my child after being held hostage at the school. By the school, we were given this paper the day before he was supposed to attend Friday school. Not much of a notice. They really didn't like the idea of my wife being there at the time. She said they either she was going to stay there with him or he wasn't going. And it goes on to say, we started homeschooling this Monday. Absolutely. But again, homeschoolers, all the top test scores, all the big spelling bee championships, they won like, what, 6 years in a row now? The International Geography Bee. The corporations hungrily try to get them. They consistently get the biggest grants. I always have a mind blank on that. It's not called a grant. It's not called a tuition. What's it called when the university system pays for your college? What's that called, Scott, when the university pays for your tuition? No, it's not called free ride. It's called a, okay, this is ridiculous. The last few times I've tried to think of the word, it's a scholarship. Gosh almighty. They get the highest scholarships on average. Go look at all the numbers, because they're not ruined. It doesn't matter. Type in state cracks down on homeschooling. Type in governor seeks to outlaw homeschooling. You'll get Illinois, California. Man, the CPS is coming after them. Neighbors think it's weird if the child isn't at school, call the police. We're a sick tattletale. It's not just the cops and the government and the CPS workers. We're scum as a country. I mean, a large portion of us. We really are like demons or something. I mean, really, folks, it's... It goes on here. But this is all color of law in Indiana. It's color of law in Houston where they do it. And it's color of law everywhere. They tell you last minute, oh, by the way, you're not there in 15 minutes after they let out. And I remember lots of times my dad would get stuck in traffic or something would happen after football practice. My mom, I might have to wait, not all the time, but sometimes an hour. And we'd play pass football, touch football. God forbid, in sixth grade, walk down to the Easy Mart and get a Gatorade or something. Oh, no. Oh, that's another thing. A lot of kids I knew lived by the school. They'd walk home. They got fences now, folks. You don't get offered lunch. You don't get to walk home if you live a block away. Your parents will be here, or you're going to the police station, and CPS will be waiting to ask, why weren't you there to get your child? See, and then a lot of parents don't know their rights, so they trick them. Well, just sign this form that the child goes under observation. Everything will be all right. We'll take them if you don't. All right, I'll be reasonable. And literally, when you sign that, sometimes they'll even laugh. Ha ha! All right, that's it. Your child is being taken into custody. What do you mean? You said if I signed it. Just keep complying. Everything will be all right. Folks, you can't imagine how monstrous they are. The Soviet Union wasn't this bad. The communist Chinese aren't like this. You know, they'll kill you and take your organs, but as for just every day, it's all about spider webs. Bureaucracies set up spider webs, nets to catch you. It's not about your child. It's not about education. Of course, the idiots implementing it think that. It's about control, getting you into the system by hook or by crook. Unbelievably criminal. It is criminal. There's no law. Send your child to the police station. There's no... It's just policy. Get them in the system. I got a bunch of other news. Masses of guests. Unbelievable amounts of information. I haven't even scratched the surface today. It's unbelievable.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
They abolished the Bill of Rights Friday. Of course, it doesn't mean that it isn't still in effect. These are criminals. It's illegitimate.
But the courts are already violating the Bill of Rights Constitution. They're doing it everywhere. They're just practicing the tyranny against you, training you, using movies and TV shows where it shows the police violating people, shows like Cops where it shows them violating people, where the citizens are always toothless white trash, who are always guilty, selling you on the image of they're the good cops in uniform, we're the white trash. You see, all of this is crafted. And if you're not a bad cop, I'm not against you. The system is rotten and is bad. And if you doubt that, I mean, look at Foley, missing and exploited children, and he's a big, fat perv. Well, of course the people involved in all that stuff are the pervs. That's criminology. In fact, if you'd had any real law enforcement training, you'd know that. It's not too late. Go buy some textbooks. You can school yourself in what you weren't taught at the academy. Look at this. FBI worries about Al-Qaeda ties to mob. This is pure bull. And notice it's always speculation. The FBI's top counterterrorism official harbors lots of concerns. Weapons of mass destruction, undetected homegrown terrorist, and the possibility that old-fashioned mobsters will team up with Al-Qaeda for the right price. And it goes on to say there's no evidence of this, but let's just have a press conference and say Al-Qaeda is everywhere and working with normal criminals, so normal crime is terror. I want to get into that later. Steve Watson's coming up with this huge report on the fake hijacker video. And by fake, we know it was released by the government. We know it had already been on TV before. It's just, how dumb do they think we are? Before we go any further, my friends, I want you to go to InfoWars.com, and I want you to get the two incredible films on one DVD for only $19.95. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, re-edited, remastered, new information added with a whole new film, The Order of Death, with the footage shot in 2005 at the cremation of care by an employee of the Grove inside the altar, the mock human sacrifice they do of a child. This is your Christian conservative pervert Republicans. It's such an, it gets into how they bus in the, you know, the $2,000 an hour gay porn stars. For themselves. It's all in this film. Bush kissing on Gannon. Christian conservatism. You know, men kissing men. It's Christian. A very conservative. You need to have this film, The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Two films on one DVD. $19.95. You need to get my new film, Terror Storm. If you've already gotten a copy and you like it, buy a couple copies. We need your support. Give them to your friends, your family, your neighbors. Give them as a birthday present, as a Christmas present. Don't wait. Give it as an early gift. Hey, here's your present early. Be informed. Go to InfoWars.com today. Look at the 16 different specials we have up there where my films are as low as $5.95 when you get multiple copies. The other books and videos, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, an incredible film. $19.95. They're all available. You support us. You support the other filmmakers. You get a powerful tool. You're authorized and encouraged. I beg you to make copies of my films, like Terror Storm. Continue making copies. It's having an effect. We can stop these terrorists if we expose them. It's up to you. The ball's in your court. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order, 888-253-3139. Or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. My weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, all 15 of my films in super high quality for download. A bunch of other special reports we've done. It's just ridiculous how much stuff you get for 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. And yes, don't forget, I uploaded Terror Storm. It's such an important film for free to Google Video. And they've been caught knocking out our stats again, so we won't go into the top 100. I want you to go nuts. Please help us get Terror Storm off Google Video for free. Email it to everyone. Put it on every message board you can. Call into radio talk shows and tell them about Terror Storm and the free download. Help me get it out.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.